Hi, thanks for coming in. Can you start by telling us what your job role is?
Yeah, I'm a level 3 childcare practitioner. Yeah.
Great. And how did you get into that role?
Very strangely, really. I was volunteering for Children's Centre, running a parent and toddler playgroup after having my own child. And I took over the playgroup really as a means to kind of learn and develop more information to help with obviously being a parent. And then I got involved with the Children's Centre, being a family support worker on a volunteer basis. And through them, they educated me to a level 2. I was having a 2-year sabbatical at the time, and I was then told by my wife it was time to go and get a real job. And so my assessor said to me that there was an opening in a nursery that was run by a friend of hers. So I went along for an interview, and the nursery was very new. It had only been open for 1 year. So I was the first male to be taken on. I was taken on as an apprentice there and developed to worked for my level 3 and got my level 3 not so long ago.
Great. Where did you kind of see your career when you were 15?
When I was 15, I either wanted to be a vet or... I don't know, I think I wanted to be either a vet or an accountant or something.
Great. And so obviously you worked up to AMBQ3. What kind of other training have you gone through for your role?
Nothing really. In my role, yeah, I've obviously done first aid training and things. But I ended up, I'm a qualified psychotherapist and a qualified nutritionist too. But 12 years as a business analyst and... 7 years in the police force. So, no, I never intended to get into childcare.
What do you think are the best parts of your job, your role?
It's difficult. There are a million benefits to it. I get to be silly. I get to be, you know, roll around on the floor and be silly and be daft all day long. I work with a group of people who are innately honest and... sponges and want to learn and want to experience life, and the daftest little thing, you know, sort of pulling a child's nose off or doing silly little tricks and things, and they're amazed and absolutely astounded at the whole life around them, and it's great. I just love that, the love of life that they have. It's wonderful.
And what do you kind of see as the benefits of being for you and for the children?
As being a male, children that don't have men in their life, through family separations or some other scenario, I think that those children benefit from it greatly. You can tell it straight away that they're drawn to the man in the room, and they want to be around the man in the room and play. Also with men as well, we use language differently. We use larger words, larger vocabulary, more extensive vocabulary around the children. And children obviously learn through speech and language, and they pick up a lot more. Obviously the rough housing, the throwing children around and rolling around on the floor with them, they learn boundaries, physical boundaries and how to play a lot more, and that kind of activity. For myself as well, I think, I've learned to let go a bit more of, inhibitions. And I was talking to somebody earlier, singing. Just don't sing ever. And now I, happily break out into song. And so I've kind of learned to let go of some inhibitions a lot more, and feel more comfortable in my own self rather than having to, try to exert my manliness, but just, generally quite happy.
Great. Thanks very much. Thanks for coming in.
That's okay. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay.